The play was written by Joe Willis, produced by Ali Woods and Joseph Harrison, starring Jamie Bowen, Thomas Barry, Emily Hedden, Lisa Owen, Jared Moore, and Stephen Hutt. I hope you enjoy.
This is a spy mission. A mission full of intrigue, deception, and excitement. And at the centre, Daniel Sellers, a secret agent like no other. For today, his nemesis is not just the evil Dr. Vortex, but another, deadlier, more mysterious foe. Today, Daniel Sellers will come up against his greatest threat, time itself.
Secret agent Daniel Sellers was deep undercover at this point in time. He surveyed the landscape of the bad guy's base. It was covered from top to bottom with huge missiles and big lasers. He only had one chance to get to the bad guy, Dr. Vortex. And this was it. He couldn't hesitate.
Danny!
He had to act now.
Danny!
Yes, Mum?
There's someone here to see you.
But Mum, I'm playing.
Well, I'll just have to tell Grandad you don't want to see him.
No, no, don't do that. I want to see him.
Oh, I don't know whether I should.
Please, please, just don't let him go.
I'm right here, you silly sausage.
Grandad!
Oh, be careful with the hugs, Danny. I'm not so young anymore, and you're getting bigger by the day.
Sorry.
Don't be silly. I was only messing. So how's my favourite grandson?
Well, I got this awesome new toy.
Oh, let's have a look.
It comes with a little gun and binoculars.
So, he's a soldier?
No, 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 he's a spy.
Oh, sorry, silly me. And what's this spy called?
He's called Danny. Secret agent Danny Sellers.
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah, because it's...
Don't tell me, I want to guess. It's that guy off the telly, isn't it?
No, Grandad.
Movies, then.
It's my name, Grandad.
Why, of course it is. Well, that sounds like a great name for a super spy.
Did you do any spying, Grandad?
Well, I did used to spy on your grandma when she was playing hockey in school. She was from an all-girls school, see, and they didn't let boys
no,
into...
No, Grandad, I mean like proper spying.
It was proper spying.
But I mean like James Bond-type stuff.
Oh. Well, I'm afraid not. I'm just your regular, boring granddad.
Freddy's granddad was a spy. He got to do secret missions and stuff.
Well, now, that must have been very dangerous.
Freddy says his granddad fought off three tigers at once.
Is that so?
Yeah, and he once drove a submarine and a helicopter.
Well, he sounds like a pretty exciting granddad to have.
Yeah, Freddy's granddad sometimes lets us look at all of his spy stuff. He's so cool.
He does seem pretty cool.
Why didn't you do anything like spying, granddad?
Well, as I said, there was spying on your grandma.
No, I mean, like exciting stuff, not girls.
Yeah, wait until you get older.
I wish you had been a spy, Grandad. Then I could have looked through all your cool stuff and you'd have such cool stories.
Well, you never know. I could become a spy.
You're too old, Grandad.
No, I'm not. I'm in my... in my peak... physical condition.
Grandad, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm okay. Tell me about your toy.
Well, Mummy got him from the shops, and I didn't even know she was going to buy it for me, so I was so excited.
Poor thing. He's so upset.
I know. None of us expected it, especially not him.
He's actually gone. You know, it's weird. You always expect people to be there forever, that they'll never go.
How are you feeling, love?
I don't really know. I just feel... empty. Dad's gone. He's gone forever.
I'm sure he'll be looking down from up there and smiling.
Yeah, but I'd rather he was here doing that.
I know.
Do you think we should speak to him?
I don't know what to do. He was too young when your mum passed.
I just want to tell him everything's going to be all right. I want to hug him and tell him it's all going to be okay. But I can't. It's not all right. Not at all. He's never going to see his granddad again. I'm never going to see my dad again.
Oh, love, come here. Look, how about we go downstairs, I'll make you a cup of tea and we can talk, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
Why do you have to die? It's not fair. I didn't want him to die. Why? It's not fair. I want my granddad back. God, I want him back. Please let him come back. I want my granddad back.
What's all this crying about, eh?
Granddad?
Well, it's not exactly the postman now, is it?
Grandad.
Oh, now what have I done to deserve this love and affection?
I've missed you so much.
I know, son. I know.
I thought you were...
Shush now. Now we'll have none of that soppy stuff. Because you know who doesn't do all that soppy stuff? Secret Agent Daniel Sellers. So what do you say, my little spy?
No soppy stuff.
Now, do you want to go on an adventure?
What do you mean?
Well, haven't you heard? Secret Agent Daniel Sellers needs to stop the evil Dr. Vortex from destroying the world. You think you can do it?
I can do it.
Good boy, I mean, good secret agent. Now, got any space for an old timer on this grand adventure?
Who?
Why, me, of course. You say, who's your sidekick spy?
You're not a spy.
Of course I'm a spy. I just couldn't reveal my secret identity, after all. It might have put you and your mum and dad in jeopardy if I had. And you know, Freddy's granddad stole all those stories from me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now what do you say we go on? All right, Danny. We're deep in the Amazon rainforest. Dr. Vortex's lair is somewhere around here. You're going to have to find it with your night vision goggles.
Secret Agent Daniel Sellers is on the case, Grandad.
Good lad. And it's Secret Agent Grandad.
Sorry, Secret Agent Grandad.
Do you see anything with those special goggles of yours, Danny boy?
There. There's two guards patrolling. That must be the entrance.
Okay, you stay here while I climb up those trees. Parachute down next to them, and karate chop them both unconscious.
Or we could just use the sleeping dart gun attack.
Well, we wouldn't have done it like that in my day, but if you say so.
Got them both. The entrance is clear.
Well done, Danny boy. Now we just have to infiltrate the base.
Not yet. We have to disable the alarm.
Well, I did it earlier with my alarm disabling device. Secret agent, Grandad.
Secret agent. There's no such thing as an alarm disabling device.
Oh.
Just kidding. There is one, Grandad.
Hilarious. You obviously got your humour from your gran.
Let's go.
God, I'm knackered. I think I need a rest after getting past the laser room, the piranha tank, that one with the giant monster crabs, and what was the last one again?
The room where the floor was lava.
Not good on the knees, that one. Oh. Now, where are we?
In the main control room of all Dr. Vortex's operations.
Hmm. Bit dark, ain't it? You think you could have afforded to put in a couple of light bulbs?
Dr. Vortex.
Yes. It is I, Dr. Vortex, the destroyer of worlds, the terror of the earth, the creator of fear itself!
You didn't really create fear, though, did you?
I did.
I don't think you did, son. Or destroyed worlds.
Yes, well, I'm still terror of the earth.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
And with my destructo ray, I will destroy the entire universe!
What?
Well... the whole world. Not the universe. The whole world, still. I will destroy the whole world!
That's a bit stupid, though, ain't it? You'll destroy yourself in the process.
Yes, I suppose you have a point.
Granddaddy's mad. Of course he'll destroy himself in the process. He just wants to destroy everything, even if it includes him.
The little boy is right there.
I'm not little. I'm just small for my age.
Hey! No one gets to call my Danny little except me.
And who are you?
I am his granddad.
Is that seriously all they sent to stop me? A little boy and his old granddad?
Yeah, but my granddad's a secret agent, and so am I.
So what?
I know kung fu.
Not kung fu, that's my only weakness!
Get him, granddad.
You'll never be able to defeat me.
We'll see about that, you great southern panther.
You defeated me, but... but how?
You weren't so tough. You aren't tough, you should try living through rationing.
Well, it doesn't matter. You'll never get away with this. I'll be back for revenge.
God, he's got quite the gob on him, this one. Danny, would you like to do the honours?
Ow! That really hurt!
That's for calling my granddad old.
Now let that be a lesson for you, Dr. Vortex. Never mess with a Sellers lad. It'll only give you trouble. Come on, Danny. Let's go home.
Mummy? Mummy!
That was brilliant, Grandad. I didn't know you could do kung fu.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things you don't know about your granddad.
Tell me more then, Grandad.
I don't know. I've not got much time left, I'm afraid.
What do you mean?
Well, I've got to go back. I'm not allowed to stay.
Why?
Well, I was only allowed one trip. I mean, I wish I could stay. With all my heart. But I can't. I was already quite lucky to get to do this in the first place. I mean, not many people get this privilege.
Just stay, please.
I want to. You have no idea how much I want to, but I can't.
But you can. Just don't go back.
That's not how it works.
But why not?
Shush. I know. How about I stay until you go to sleep? Will that be okay?
Only if you tell me about how you met Grandma.
It's a deal, then. Come on, into bed with you. You're comfortable?
Yeah.
Good. Well, as I was saying, Grandma belonged to an all-girls school. I was in the boys' school opposite her, and used to climb over the fence to catch a glimpse of her playing hockey.
Grandad?
Yes?
I bet Freddy's Grandad could never do that. He's not a proper spy like you.
Well, the real spy is you. I mean, you've defeated Dr. Vortex, what, like 14 times
15.
Now?
15.
15 times.
But you helped.
Yeah, but I'd have been nothing without you. I mean, I couldn't defeat Dr. Vortex on my own.
Well, I suppose we're both pretty good spies then, aren't we, Grandad?
Yeah. I suppose we are. Now, where was I?
Sneaking through the fence.
Oh, yeah. So there I was, crawling through the fence, trying not to get spotted, when all of a sudden someone grabs me ankles. It was the headmaster,
Grandad.
See, so... It... Yes?
You're the best grand in the whole world.
And you're the best grandson I could have ever asked for. I love you.
I love you too, Grandad.
Now, I've gone and lost where I was again, silly me. Oh yes, the headmaster grabbed me ankles, and he didn't have quite a good grip, so I slipped away, and I ran towards the hockey field, and you'll never guess what happened.